Responding to a prank call, the International Olympic Committee president, Thomas Bach, assumed he was talking to an African politician and started advocating for African countries to boycott the Friendship Games, which should be held in September in Russia. Hello and welcome again to the Edge of Politics podcast. Geopolitical Queen here with today's episode on how Thomas Bach, the International Olympic Committee president, was exposed in a prank call about his intentions to politicize the Olympic Games against Russia. On March 19, 2024, the IOC issued a statement against the politicization of sports and call for a global boycott of the 2024 Friendship Games in Russia, which is scheduled for September 15th to 29th, 2024. His reason for the boycott was as quoted: "Due to Moscow's untrustworthy anti-doping system that could also indirectly influence the athletes, especially African athletes." According to him, the European Union could issue a joint statement with a said politician on the matter. In my curiosity, since when did Africa become any region of significance for these supercilious ones, especially when most African athletes don't even qualify to participate in their Olympic Games? Obviously, Africa should always be ready to play the yeoman's fool, but never a partner to take the meal with, right? I mean, why should Africa even need a joint statement with the European Union to oppose Russia? Is the European Union still the parent of African countries? So is Mr. Bach trying to tell us that Africans, till the year of our Lord 2024, can't even make decisions on their own? So what do you think? Should African countries still allow themselves to be parented by these haughty Europeans, or politicization of games like the Olympic Games should be tolerated? Well, kindly leave your comments in the comment section below, and thanks for tuning in. I will be back with the next broadcast. Good day.